This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we got a lot to talk about. Wow-wee. All right. We have some parents who are now getting fined, and they face pretty steep fines for not vaccinating their kids. They actually lose in a New York court. This is something that we're going to definitely see eventually move on to the Supreme Court on if a state or city or government can mandate you vaccinating your kids. I'm going to talk about that. We're being warned at LAX that there may be another measles exposure. They say travelers who passed through LAX were again warned of possible measles exposure. There was a confirmed case on April 3rd. If you were vaccinated, are you at risk? Ron's going to talk about more blood pressure medication recalls. I think this is, again, just the tip of the iceberg. We have a California baby that dies from whooping cough. Again, we have a vaccine for that. We're going to talk about that. There was a girl that died after brushing her teeth. We'll tell you what type of allergy she has or had. It's a shame. It's a shame. I hate these stories. And then I guess they were able to restore dead pigs' brain function. Something that I think, we've all been kind of hoping to do. I don't think I want, you know, a pig that I'm eating. Well, I'm not supposed to eat pig, right? Cause I'm Jewish. Jews don't eat pork. Yeah, I've had pork before. I know, so bad. Sorry, God. I know. But, yeah, so apparently they were able to revive the brain functions of a dead pig. And we're going to talk about Passover. We got Passover coming up. Happy Good Friday and Easter, everybody. We got Passover coming up, so you're going to see a bunch of Jews pretty grumpy over the next 8-9 days because we can't eat bread and yeast. And the reason why I say 9 days, I should probably say 10, 11, 12, is because we're going to be pretty constipated. And I'm not looking forward to it. I'm sorry. I'm not looking forward to it. And then the 10 plagues, right, that happened during the Passover story. There's some science that we think can explain what these plagues were. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. But never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Passover, or known as Pesach, I was on KBC in the morning with Julian and Randy Wing and a whole bunch of people that were sitting in for John Phillips. They said, why aren't you pronouncing it Pesach? It's Passover. Well, Passover, you know, I got a little twangs, like I said, Passover, and, you know, it sounds a little bit more American that way. But Pesach is Hebrew, and it is one of our most sacred holidays, one of the last holidays that Jesus had celebrated. Passover is something you don't mess with, you don't skip, you don't pass over Passover, it's just something you don't do. And it kind of commemorates the story of the Israelites and their exodus out of Egypt, even though we're finding that only a small percentage left Egypt, not everybody. A lot of people are like, nah, you know what, we'll stay. We got our homes. We're good. We got our Netflix, our Wi-Fi. We're good. And so the departure of my brethren and sisters from ancient Egypt is talked about in the Exodus book of the Torah, also Numbers, and even Deuteronomy. And it is an 8-day festival. They call it a festival. And we avoid anything with yeast, right? Which is really hard for us that get yeast infections. Like, I don't know what we actually are supposed to do. I have to read up on the Bible what happens. So, the Passover story, according to the Bible, is you know, Joseph. Remember Joseph and the coat of many colors, right? Okay. So he, son of Jacob, okay, one of the 12 tribes of Israel, decides to move his family to Egypt because there was a huge famine in their homeland of Canaan. And so the Jews lived well in Egypt. Jews and, you know, Canaanites and Hittites and Amalekites and Philistines and all these people living in the area, you know, for the most part, you know, there were some peaceful times. But then the pharaohs change, the kings. And there was a real nasty pharaoh, and he decided to enslave the Jews and drown the firstborn sons into the Nile. Well, Moses was one of these doomed infants. So somebody decided, his mom, to put Moses in the water and just let him float down the Nile. And the pharaoh's daughter finds her, pulls her out, hence calling him Moses, and adopts him. So this is a really cool story. So then he doesn't really like what's going on. And he soon realizes that he actually starts to, I guess, learn of his own background. And he gets mad. And there was an Egyptian slave master beaten up on one of his brethren, and so he ends up killing him. He has to escape to the Sinai Peninsula, and he's basically, in a way, outcasted out there. And then God talks to him. And Moses is like, whoa, really? And God says, you got to get back to Egypt, and you got to free everybody from bondage. And he's like, well, how am I supposed to do that? He goes, well, you got a brother, Aaron. So Moses and Aaron go, you know, man, how are we going to do this? Well, through God's work, they were able to convince the Pharaoh with 10 plagues there at various times to convince the Pharaoh to finally let the Jews go and the Hebrews go. And at first, you know, the Pharaoh was like, oh, hell no. And then that's how they talked back then, by the way. And he was like, all right, all right, all right. You know, our water's turning to blood. All right, we can't drink. And then he's like, no, 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 no. I changed my mind. And he kept changing his mind. So you kind of don't know if he was bipolar. You don't know if he had some schizophrenia. But this pharaoh really had some sort of mental illness, we believe. And so he wasn't convinced until the last of the plagues, the death of the firstborn son, which comes then Passover, where the angel of death passed over the houses, those that had the goat blood on them. And so that's how the Jews' firstborn didn't die, but the Egyptian firstborns did. Then finally Pharaoh said, all right, get the hell out of here, go. And then the Jews wandered in the desert for all those years and had to deal with other issues. So it was a very, very cool story. And we have a Seder now to talk about that. But one thing that I find fascinating is how these 10 plagues, it's not just a story. They really happened. We'll talk about how. 1-877-DR-DOLLY. Don't go away. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So, you know how every time there's a hurricane or a tsunami or an earthquake or something, you know, I tell you guys that we got to be careful. Because there could be a lot of, you know, pestilence and bugs and, you know, bad things that happen afterwards. And there's a very predictable pattern of ailments that can happen from a medical standpoint. You know, you got floods, then unfortunately you could get like trench feet or, you know, mold or infection setting in or, you know, dirty water and, you know, bad plumbing. And so, we're not immune to what nature can do to us. Doesn't matter that it's 2019. You know, we are very, very susceptible. And this susceptibility, even though we're very scientific and we Dr. Google all the time and we watch YouTube videos, we still have that innate fear. You know, like we're like, you know, little animals, like our pets. You know, we still have this, you know, fear of these things that can happen to us because Mother Nature, you know, or God could get mad and, you know, just bring the rain. Well, you know, people have always asked, you know, who wrote the Bible? How was all that, you know, confirmed? You know, did it really happen? And so I had read something years ago talking about the 10 plagues and how there was a very predictable course to what could have happened with them. And with my science background, I also filled in some gaps. And I found it very, very fascinating. So I wrote an article on it as well. It's called The 10 Plagues, Bible and Science Mesh. So Ramses II, like we talked about before, was kind of a mean, mean dude. And he enslaved the Hebrews or the Israelites. And slavery was a big economic drive. You know, if you don't have to pay your workers and you get to enslave them and whip them and things like that, you can keep your city going. So here comes Moses, right, at the direction of the Lord, saying, all right, you got to let my people go. And Pharaoh was like, you kidding me? Are you kidding me? No. And so you couldn't really incentivize the Pharaoh. So he had to be penalized. And so the 10 plagues that the Lord sent down through Moses was blood, frogs, lice, gnats, and fleas, flies, pestilence, boils, hail, locusts, darkness, and the killing of the firstborn. And this is what was reported and documented in the Bible. Now, scholars have debated how these occurred, and scientists, you know, put their two cents in, and to me, it makes some sense. And this is what they came up with. And I said, I filled in a couple of the spots, but they get the credit. So the blood. The water in the Nile turned to blood. And we talked about this last year. So that was the first plague. And so Egyptians couldn't drink from the water. It was undrinkable. So one theory is there was red clay that could have washed into the river and the tributaries, or something more realistic as a red tide, an algae bloom of Oscillatoria rubescens. It's gorgeous, and it turns the water red. Plus, the algae can release toxins that kill nearby fish. So when in the Bible the waters turned to blood and the fish died, that could have happened because of a red tide. And I have this on my website at drdahlia.com, and I showed you a picture of it. It looks like blood. The water looks like blood. So now that the fish are dying and the water is red, now we have frogs. So frogs that live by the rivers leave now the Nile and swarm into the towns and the homes. So one theory suggests that because they live near the water, the toxicity and the smell cause them to move from the waterways to the towns. The quantity of the frogs still needs explanation because they said, they said there was like, you know, tons of frogs. But then again, when I see a spider in the house, I mean, I call SWAT and I make it sound like, you know, I'm being attacked like arachnophobia, you know, we have like an army of spiders. It's just one spider. So there's a chance that when this was written and documented, they made it sound like frogs jumping everywhere. But one frog is enough for people to go, okay, that's a lot of frogs. So now you have the lice, the gnats, and the fleas. They say infestations occurred as the next plague. And they said maybe what happened is the frogs eat the insects, and they keep the populations in control. But that's when they hang out in the marshes and the rivers. Once the frogs leave, and now you have some dead fish, right? Now you have a drought. Frogs eventually leave. They die, right? Because they're not in their habitat, and they're getting swatted by people, you know, who see the frogs running around or even eaten. So now that the frogs are dying, the insects go unchecked. Now that you have death of animals and frogs and fish, now the flies come. So the flies are the fourth plague. Now scientists explain this because there was a lack of competing insects. And since frogs weren't around to eat them, the flies in turn fed on the dead frogs. And I do believe that, you know, we do see flies, right, kind of circulating around dead things. So if you have dead frogs, you know, Okay, so then the livestock. So Pharaoh still didn't, by the way, Pharaoh still at this point has not given it. So the fifth plague was the death of Egyptian livestock. So maybe what happened is these insects, first lack of water, right, because the Nile had been all bloody. Then you have all these flies and fleas and gnats and insects, and the insects carry disease. So they could have sickened the livestock, kind of like with a mad cow disease or something. So you got poor water sources, you got all these bugs. Now, the next plague was boils. The Egyptians got these boils on their skin. Now, it could have been a smallpox outbreak. So I think one theory was it was smallpox. But another is you have the lack of clean water, lack of healthy food, you have these animals getting sick, and now Egyptians were getting sick. Now, researchers did find smallpox scars on recovered mummies and postulated that about 3,000 years ago, a pox epidemic could have occurred. So there's a chance that the boils was actually smallpox. Then hail. Okay, so now you're like, okay, well, where does the science come from that one? There was a plague of hail. Now, we've all been in a hailstorm, but they said there was also fire. So what comes down from the sky as fire and hail-looking stuff and rocks? They think it might have been a volcano. Now, 3,500 years ago, they said the Santorini volcano north of Crete in the Aegean Sea erupted. Now, we all remember Dante's Peak, right? When it erupts, things miles away is going to get crap landed on them. So fire, brimstone, all sorts of stuff. So they think the hail and the fire came from the volcano. Now, locusts was the next plague. So now the whole city was swarming with locusts. And think about it. If there's a volcano nearby, I would be fleeing the volcano and the trees and all that. So the locusts swarmed into the valley area. Then the ninth plague was darkness. So darkness was a very, very scary plague, but not the one that, you know, convinced the Pharaoh. And you didn't have light. Temperatures dropped. Work couldn't be done. Crops couldn't grow. So scientists think that the darkness could have been an eclipse, it could have been a dust storm, or it could have been the plume of smoke from the volcano. So you see how this, no, we're not trying to twist the science, it just, you know, it does make sense. When a volcano happens, and you have the big smoke plume and it covers the light, you know, it could be pretty dark. Then this was the biggie, and this is the hardest one to explain, the death of the firstborn. So the tenth and final plague, and the one that finally caused Ramses II to say, all right, everybody just go and leave. You know, and Yul Brynner was, you know, really, really upset. The tenth plague was the death of every Egyptian firstborn. Now, this is tough. So one theory is, well, a lot of the firstborns were the ones that were out there in the fields, helping the adults. So when you did have the pestilence and the boils and all that, and, you know, Pharaoh ordered everybody to start, you know, cleaning up the mess with the dead animals, a lot of the firstborn kids might have been out there. Another theory is that the grain stores became contaminated, and the firstborn might have had first pick of the grain becoming sick first. Now, again, this is kind of a tough one to, you know, explain with science. But, you know, the Bible is one of my favorite books. And, you know, whether you believe it to be fact or fiction, that's up to you. But to me, I do, you know, really, really, you know, believe that these things happened. And when science could help explain it, somebody like me who's a scientist, it just makes it all work. So, good. Hope you like. All right. Let's talk about the getting fined for not vaccinating your kids. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Mueller report released Thursday morning said there was not enough evidence to charge President Trump with collusion between his campaign and Russia during the 2016 presidential election. But some questions still remain after special counsel Robert Mueller gave 10 instances where he thought President Trump may have obstructed justice but can't suggest charges. President Trump's personal attorney Rudy Giuliani tells Fox News the whole report was biased.
I mean, that was not a fairly written report. It was a one-sided, highly biased report.
The annual Easter procession moves through the streets of Paris, a city devastated by this week's fire at the Notre Dame Cathedral. The fire in Paris has some churches beefing up their security for Easter. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. So a Brooklyn judge yesterday has rejected the petition from five anonymous anti-vaccine mothers who attempted to block the city's recent vaccination mandate amid the largest measles outbreak the city has seen in decades, according to the ArsTechnia.com. They say the city wasted no time enforcing its upheld order. They've already doled out the first penalties. I believe it's $1,000 a pop. The judge made their decision. Officials sent summons to the parents of three children for failing to vaccinate the children, even after city officials determined that they had been exposed to the dangerous viral illness. They say measles is so contagious that up to 90% of unvaccinated or otherwise susceptible individuals who are exposed will become ill, according to the CDC. Now, again, let me start by saying I'm pro-vaccine, and I am a fan of our vaccine program. I am a huge fan, and my kids have been vaccinated. But I am I'm having a very, very tough time reconciling these fines and these mandates. I'm having a tough time with it. Something isn't sitting right with me. It just isn't. And listen, I understand epidemiology. I understand how vaccines work. I understand how contagious measles is. And I'm being dead honest with you guys. I'm just not 100% comfortable with the idea of penalizing and threatening parents. There's just something not right. And I think the reason why I'm just not unsettled about what's going on is, you know, one is, I don't see the attention being put on why this measles outbreak happened and now. That's one thing I'm concerned about. And we're going to talk about that in a little bit. I mean, there's been unvaccinated people for years. There were unvaccinated people in December, unvaccinated people last June. Why is the measles outbreak happening now? If the same number of anti-vaccinated people existed 6 months ago or 2 years ago or 5 years ago, maybe not 5 years ago because more of unvaccinating, why the outbreak now? Is it because it's a stronger virus? And where's the data on how many of these people were vaccinated who got it? They say as of April 18th, officials have confirmed 359 cases of the outbreak. The tally is up from 285 from 10 days ago. They say the parents of the three children who are from three separate households face $1,000 fines if an officer upholds the summons in the hearing. If the parents fail to respond to the summons or appear at the hearing, they'll be fined $2,000. New York City Health Commissioner Barbeau said that the officials did not make the decision to issue the mandate and its penalties lightly. It was a dramatic response. Then my next question is, so they get fined. Are they still then in the clear? Do they still have to vaccinate or not? And then another thing that, again, doesn't sit right with me is the flu is very, very contagious. And very, very deadly. Some could argue that the flu is deadlier than measles and has a higher potential to kill and cause side effects than measles. Measles can be deadly. There's no doubt about that. Measles can be deadly. But the flu killed 80,000 people last year flu season. What's bothering me a little bit about this is there's all this push to mandate and fine those who didn't vaccinate against the measles, but it's okay if you didn't vaccinate against flu. That bothers me. Another thing that's, you know, a little confusing is we should have herd immunity to measles. And I think we're at, 500 cases now, I believe, throughout the United States? 555 cases of measles throughout the United States? How are people getting it if they're vaccinated? And again, we don't know how many people were vaccinated. Now, just because you're vaccinated doesn't mean you're completely immune. You have a real good chance of being immune. But, you know, if somebody vaccinated me for the Ebola virus, I wouldn't be licking the wounds off of somebody with Ebola. I would still try to avoid, you know, and I would wear a mask and wear gloves with a hazmat suit or whatever. You know, just because you're vaccinated doesn't mean you're 100% immune, which is why, you know, the argument that some anti-vaxxers have is, well, look, if you're vaccinated, then butt the hell out. I'm not going to give you a disease if you're vaccinated, so leave me alone. Well, if we do have a brewing of an epidemic that is spawned by people that didn't vaccinate, and now you have a cluster and the virus can get stronger, vaccinated people could technically get sick. But we're blaming this last outbreak on anti-vaxxers. And I see this vilification going on, and I'm a little nervous about that. I just don't feel easy. Earlier this week, the lawyers for the health department vigorously defended the mandate in court. Based on the lawsuit brought by the anonymous mothers, their attorney claimed that the order is excessive and coercive. The city's lawyers countered that the pace of the outbreak spread has quickened and remains a serious public health concern. They also know that the mothers' vaccination objections relied on bogus and discredited science. Okay. We have a lot of false news and fake news. I'm doing some a study with medical students on the fake news on the internet. Right? However, what isn't fake, but it's not out there and not very easily accessible, is the number of side effects that do happen with these virus, with these vaccines. I mean, doctors will agree that there have been side effects to vaccines. Just like with anything, a medication, you could have peanut allergy. I mean, you know, you could have bad things happen with anything. And so where this gets really, really tricky is if you have a parent who knows of a case that may actually be a real case. This might not be something they saw on YouTube. They know very, very well of a result that happened. It's going to scare a lot of parents. Now, we as a government and we as a medical community say, look, that doesn't mean it's going to happen to your kid. Yes, we know Guillain-Barré happened, or we know somebody had a side effect to a vaccine and died. We understand that. But it's not going to happen to your kid. So, well, how do you know it's not going to happen to my kid? Well, the statistics. You have to remember, you're talking to mommies. All right? Mommies don't think their baby's a statistic. To a mommy, their baby is everything. Everything. So, how do you convince people who are scared? They've heard of stories. And some of these stories out there, I can tell you as a doctor, there are some cases where, you know, the child had a side effect to a vaccine. And it's documented, and the CDC and the vaccine program does have documentation of side effects. But it's so rare, and, you know, when it comes to public health, we put the public first. And so that's why this is eventually going to go to the Supreme Court. Is it your constitutional right to not inject something into your healthy baby and take the risk of a side effect? Or is it your duty as a citizen of the United States to vaccinate and stop the spread of an infectious disease? But I'm telling you, if this moves forward with the MMR, then eventually the city's going to have to do something about flu. And is this country ready for you being forced to get the flu shot? Well, a lot of you are like, no, I get sick when I get the flu shot. What if somebody claims that's bad science? Now what do you do? 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a team of researchers have restored some brain functions in a pig that had died 4 hours earlier. And the findings now challenge the pre-existing notions of post-mortem brain functionality and now open up new possibilities for studying the human brain. Ninad Sistan, a professor of neuroscience, comparative medicine, genetics, and psychiatry at Yale School of Medicine in Connecticut. He and his team have restored circulation and cellular activity in a pig's brain postmortem. Now, the researchers do caution and tell us, look, we didn't restore the electrical brain activity, and they didn't find evidence of awareness or perception. But these findings do contradict the previous belief that some brain functions are irreversibly lost after death. They say, furthermore, the results of the study could offer scientists a way of studying the brain in its intact form. So, we've heard of people say they died and then they came back. And they saw the light, or they saw Jesus, or they saw heaven. And I believe them. Because you are sometimes dead. And then we try to reboost the heart and reboost the electrical activity, and, you know, while we're you know, resuming CPR. And there's been people who have, quote-unquote, died, and then we, quote-unquote, bring them back to life. Now, of course, doctors debate, well, were they really dead? You know, just because the heart stopped beating, were they officially dead, or is there a time frame where technically they could still be alive after a few minutes? And so their minds start to go to, you know, the place, but that's part of their brain. It's not necessarily heaven. So there's a lot of debate on when are you dead. I mean, to me, it's when the heart stops beating. That's just, you know, that's just it. Well, there's been some discussion of transplanting people's brains onto other people's bodies, like what Sergio Canavero wants to do, where you can take a person who's a quadriplegic and unable to move or walk and give him a new brain from a donor, allowing him to hopefully function and walk, or taking him, shall we say, his brain, and putting it on a new body. So, can that work? Well, mammalian brains, according to the researchers, are very sensitive to oxygen deprivation. And so, once you start to lose the oxygen to the brain, you get cellular damage, you get loss of oxygen, loss of blood supply, and blood supply bringing the oxygen, and those changes could be irreversible. But this Dr. Professor Sestani and colleagues said that no, the damage is, or tried to question whether it was irreparable. And they saw signs of cellular viability, or the cells still being alive, even several hours after tissue death. Which means if you are, you know, transferring a brain, somebody's brain, even though that's a lot more far-fetched than you would think, technically those brain cells might be alive longer than we think. So Professor Sestan and his team developed a system called Brain X. It mimics blood flow at normal body temperature to test their hypothesis. And they got 32 pigs from a meatpacking plant, place them on Brain X 4 hours after the pigs had died. After 6 hours of blood transfusion on Brain X, the researchers found reduced cell death and the return of some synaptic activity between neurons. They preserved the integrity of the neurons, and the scientists found signs that neuronal, glial, and vascular cells were functional. So they say the intact brain of a large mammal retains a previously underappreciated capacity for restoration and circulation and certain molecular and cellular activities multiple hours after circulatory arrest. Meaning they found that some, you know, cells could still be alive, hence possibly some brain function can be preserved. But they did not find evidence of normal electrical activity that would indicate that the brain was actually fully functioning. They say, at no point did we observe the kind of organized electrical activity associated with perception, awareness, and consciousness. So now, okay, what about ethics? All right, does this help us move forward to transfer brains to people? Well, I don't know. I mean, to investigate a large brain of an animal that's been dead using this Brain X system that's been still infusing blood supply, you know, where I see the applications is, let's say you have somebody with a stroke. If there's a way for you to then infuse, you know, that area and reperfuse it, this could be fantastic for somebody who had a stroke. Where it gets messy is if you start to kind of mess with things that unfortunately are dead. You know, in science, it's interesting. People think scientists just want to, you know, defy God and, you know, defy nature and keep moving forward and, you know, despite the ethical concerns. But a lot of scientists do have that struggle. You know, a lot of doctors do too. I mean, we talked about the abortion issue. There's a lot of doctors out there that are pro-choice, but they will never perform an abortion. They just don't believe that's something that they should be doing. So, you know, we do struggle with ethical dilemmas all the time. And so in science, you know, the idea of if we can do this, should we? Well, when somebody has a stroke and it happened to them of no fault of their own and we have a means to fix it, we doctors are on board with fixing it. But then you have this idea, which is not something very, very popular, but the survival of the fittest. And a lot of us are, you know, very, very religious when it comes to the Darwinian theories. And if there is an animal or mammal or person that is not fit, nature is going to handle it himself. If that person isn't a fast runner, isn't strong enough, isn't healthy enough, then, you know, nature will naturally select for those who are. So if you are a mom and dad and you are trying to, you know, make progeny, your strongest genes will win. Your kids with the strongest genes, maybe the most smart, etc., would then be able to have, you know, reproduce and make babies and then hopefully pass on those genes. That's the whole, you know, Darwinian selection. If you have a child that can't see or hear, will probably get eaten by wolves. That child will not live to an age, this isn't caveman days, to give birth and pass those same genes on. And so that's how animals become stronger and stronger. Now, you do have things that mutate. You do have other sorts of anomalies that happen. But for the most part, you know, man has gotten smarter and stronger. But we live in a society where we do want to protect our young. And we do want to. You know, if there's a child, like in caveman days, my children would not have been born if it wasn't for modern science. And I do not have any ethical dilemma with that. I wanted my babies born. And what I needed an amnio infusion. I needed to be induced. I needed IV fluids. If I hadn't gotten the IV fluids, if I hadn't gotten induced, there's a chance that my kids would never have been born. I'm totally okay with that. I don't care about the ethics. Give me my babies. But when you look at the long-term thing, well, you know, does a mom who was 28 at the time, you know, should she be giving birth? Or should women be giving birth younger when the baby can come out healthier? You know, these are discussions that scientists and medicine, you know, have, but we don't spend too much time on it because we have medical science that helps us. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.